Hello there everybody, it's a healthy day from myhealthandliving.com. I appreciate you joining us once again. It is a fine day and it is a ripper of a show we've got for you today. My Health and Living is all about natural remedies for life, ensuring that you can embrace health and get the most out of your life with natural remedies. We're most excited about today because we're talking about the seven principles of health. We're looking at what can allow you to live a vibrant, happy, fulfilling, and healthy life. And of course, any of the information we are sharing here is purely information. It is not medical advice. Of course, you're most welcome to go get your own advice from your own health professional. But it is this information, these proven methods, which is proven against the test of time. So you may have heard a lot of people talk about My Health and Living and also the seven principles of health. And there's a lot of different thoughts about the seven different principles and whether it should be eight or nine. But in general, we're talking about the health principles which really matter. And sure, there might be a couple of more which you could apply in your life, but certainly these are the most essential ones which you definitely have to include in your lifestyle. And in fact, the whole aim of us talking about this is so that you can get a good appreciation so that you too can live a healthy life for yourself. We don't want people to be sick, and we certainly don't want people to be, you know, taking drugs in terms of prescription drugs when they don't have to be. Is there any reason why? No. Because there's a lot of natural health measures that you can do to prevent these things in the first place. You can certainly take alternative health measures. You can look at your diet, for instance. Consider what you really do partake of. Is it really toxic to your body? Is it good for your body? Are you building things or are you destroying things unknowingly? And that's what the seven principles of health really builds upon. It really gives you an idea that you can move forward in a positive way for your body, not negativity. Giving life where life is necessary rather than stifling and keeping things down. Because if you stifle the own growth process and the cleansing processes of your body that's already naturally set up, then you're really preventing yourself from being healthy. And we're only going to be touching on the surface. We're only going to be looking at them in a really general point of view because they're so deep and there's so much information which we could share, which of course we can't do in such a short period of time. But to start out, we're certainly going to get excited and talk about these things which you can apply in your life, your everyday life, and that's the beauty of it. Helping you take care of yourself every day using health principles. Okay, now let's have a look at whole foods, number one. And this includes natural whole foods, that is. And that might be fruit and vegetables, grains and nuts, herbs, and other things which are naturally grown that you don't have to process or look at, that you can just literally grab off the tree or consume without any preparation. So how is it that for millennia, thousands of years, people have looked after themselves and not got into these troubles which we have got into for the past 100 years? It seems like all of a sudden we've got a lot sicker and a lot more frail, and that is only because of the processed foods that we consume. We've upset our balance, the balance of natural foods and that we should be partaking of. You look around at the Western diet today and you look at the fact that we eat way too much sugar, way too much saturated fats, and we seem to not drink water and substitute it for other soda pops or soda drinks or cola instead. And it's just not right because our whole body is being thrown out of whack. It's used to or expecting some sort of natural intake, some sort of natural food to build itself and to repair itself, and yet it's not getting it. So if the body's getting something different rather than whole foods, then we would expect a different result. And we certainly have got it over the past past 100 years. And that is, people are a lot sicker. The processed food revolution of the last 100 years has really changed our health and brought it downhill. If we go back and embrace the health principle of natural health foods, the way they used to do it a couple of hundred years ago, 300, 400, 500, even 1,000 years ago, where people didn't have the same diseases that they have today, and they didn't have to worry about problems with their heart, or their brain, etc., because they haven't been laden with chemicals or impurities into the body. So you've got to look at whole foods as a real eye-opener. It is one of the basic principles, the foundation stones of good health. Just in fruit alone, there's health and vitality. There is healing properties. There's restoration, energy, and strengthening. It is really a matter of eating good fruit will really boost your immunity to keep you healthy and stave off any impurities that might want to come in. And we hear about viruses and bacteria and that sort of thing. But if you're healthy, you don't have to worry about it, because if it does enter the body, it will leave very quickly indeed, because it's no room for it there. Vegetables, the strengthening of the body, to make one strong. And that's especially if you have the low GI foods, like the sweet potatoes and the brown rices, beetroots and carrots and the like. They really strengthen the body and make one strong. You know, it's funny talking about whole foods and herbs and spices and that. You look at the old ancient methods that the Chinese might use, or the old civilizations where they use herbs to heal and help cure things. And that's reason it is really important that you understand that these things work. Certain herbs target certain parts of the body, and there's no reason why you can't use these in your diet as well. Any sort of research or understanding of Chinese medicines and the old ancient ways might reveal some of these herbs to you, and it is most exciting that you can apply these in your life today, just as they did thousands of years ago, to treat little ailments that they might get as well. Nuts and seeds and other berries, they are really, really good for you, and there's no reason why you can't include them into your diet as a whole food to allow you to move forward as a healthy being. Another couple of things which aren't really mentioned a lot is milk. What's wrong with milk? Absolutely nothing. That, if it's raw milk, has got all the nutrients that can really treat your body well. It's full of protein and essential fats and gives strength. It's really good. The other food which isn't really mentioned is natural honey. If you get raw honey, it is full of enzymes which can really boost immunity, and it is antibacterial as well. It really stands out to giving good health and vitality. And you can even apply it to your external wounds. If you get a cut or a lesion, honey is really good for helping keeping that clean as well. So as you can see, there is heaps of natural foods and whole foods which can really help you to maintain and build a healthy state. And as they say, it's never too late to actually introduce these things into your diet as well. That if you have been lacking in the past, there's no reason why you can't introduce it now to help boost and change your lifestyle. Allow it to be a healthy one instead. Okay, another principle of health is water. Now, as you know, we are over 70% water anyway, and that applies to a lot of our cells and the building of new cells as well. Water is an essential part of us, and we should allow it to work with us. By going without water, you are only doing yourself a disservice. You're only starving yourself of health and nutrition in the end. On a cellular level, you've got to consider that each cell needs the delivery and removal of certain nutrients. If you look at one cell, it might have a building block and it needs a certain nutrient to get there and to build and to maintain. It can only get there with enough water in the system. Now, electrically charged water is certainly very good for us, because we're electrical beings. We survive on electricity running through our body, pulsates here and there, and sends communication signals between the brain and different nerve endings and muscle groups, etc. So to allow this to happen, water has to be an essential part of what we do. Salted water is certainly very good as well. If you have the right amount of salt in your diet, then this delivery of nutrients and energy levels between the cells will be made so much easier, because you have the right charge. Now, the secret to any good weight loss program or any great fitness program is that you drink sufficient water as well. And the reason is because it can remove and flush toxins and excess fat cells that you don't need. And without sufficient water, then you won't be able to operate this properly throughout your body. So as you can see, water is an essential part of our health system. Let's maintain it and work towards building it up in the future as well. And we say probably at least 8 glasses of water per person per day. And if you're a larger person carrying some excess weight or just a big bone structure person, then you might need to increase that up to, say, 10 or 12 glasses per day. It really depends on your structure. Now, if you at all feel thirsty, your body is already starving itself of water. You're already dehydrating. So the idea then is to keep your water levels up. And a good indicator is the amount of sweat you might do and also urine colour. If urine colour is at all yellow, then drink more water and make it clear. When it becomes clear, then you have sufficient water in your system, and it's a matter of maintaining that as well, at that colour, clear, that is. So, water is an essential part. Next, we have air. Air is so important to us. Why? Well, obviously we breathe. But as you know, every cell in our body survives on oxygen, and we need to allow it to breathe. Every cell has to breathe. So with insufficient oxygen and air flowing through us, we're going to asphyxiate ourselves slowly. Toxins won't be released, and they'll maintain in each cell, and they have to be released for regeneration as well. So breathing sufficient is very important. If you get outside and walk around, you get electrically charged air as well, which is very important. And if you ever go to the beach, or if you're around lightning strikes, you might find some ozone in the air, and you got that smell that you can actually smell the ozone as the lightning cracks around you. Or it's the same sort of smell as when you go to the beach, and that ocean smell. It's a lot of ozone in the air, and that is extremely good for you. That's O3. Very, very good for you, and it basically gives life and vitality. That gives you energy levels, heightens your senses, and is extremely, well, just very good. In fact, take 5 deep breaths multiple times a day. It will allow your whole body to get rejuvenated. Deep breathing is great because you open your airways up, you open your oxygen levels up, right up for everything just to work so much more deeply. Next we have on the 7 principles of health is sunshine. Getting enough sunshine is vital for health and vitality. Now I'm not saying go get sunburned. But what I am saying is you should spend about 20 or 30 minutes out in the sun every day, and you'd obviously want to do that in the safe sun times, which is obviously before 10 o'clock and before 2 o'clock if possible, because anything between 10 and 2 o'clock you'll probably burn a little bit easier. So getting enough sunlight is very, very important. And if you allow the sunshine to penetrate or to go over more of your body, in other words, expose more of your skin to the sun, then you will get more energy a lot quicker anyway. Now, you know that you get vitamin D from the sun, and it is very important for the help and recognition of your nutrients to break down and be accepted into your body. It's almost like a gateway, where vitamin D allows your minerals to be absorbed properly into your cells. So if you don't have enough vitamin D, then this process can't work properly enough, and you find you've got a lot of other deficiencies as well. And you might be worried about skin cancer and the whole thing about getting melanomas and that sort of thing. Well, we've got some different thoughts on that, and that is that I don't believe you actually get sunburn or sun cancer from the sun on your skin. I believe it's more of the toxins and the impurities in your skin which actually burn and turn against you. So how come for millennia we have not had a problem with melanoma and skin cancers, and all of a sudden in the last 50 years, all of a sudden we've got melanomas? Is that because the sun has changed, or is it because we have changed and our diet has changed? And I would probably think it's more to do with the latter. Our diet has certainly changed, and the amount of chemicals and radiation inside of our body, that is the problem. So the sunlight actually reacts with these chemicals, these impurities in your body, just under the skin, and it actually turns them against you. So a little bit of sunlight every day, in the safe sun periods, away from being sunburned, will actually do you more good than harm. And it is very important that everyone recognise that sunshine is a vital part of health. If you're not feeling very well, you're feeling a bit ill and off colour, well, go for a walk in the sun. Expose your body to the sun and get 20 minutes to half an hour sunshine. You'll feel the energy levels radiating out of you. You'll feel a lot better afterwards, and it is amazing to see that it actually does you good. If it can make plants grow, and if it can turn the whole world and make all living creatures live and flourish, then it is bound to do you good as well. So don't necessarily listen to those rumours or the whole fallacy pushed from especially the sun cream makers that the sun will actually do you damage, where it will actually do you good. It's just a matter of managing it and doing it properly. So sunlight is very important for health. Okay, this is getting very exciting, and we're going to be back in seconds straight after this short break.
Drop the pounds the easy way. Shape your abs with minimal effort. Mike Geary's method works. You can have abs like this with minimal effort.
Absolutely amazing. It's been simple to follow, and bottom line, I'm losing weight and losing the belly fat.
I'm really, really happy with the purchase that I've made, and I've seen a great improvement already over the last couple of weeks that I've had.
So download the shocking true secrets about abs for free.
The best ab exercise in the world is no ab exercise. Now, that may come as a total shock to you. There is a time and place for ab exercises done correctly, for sure. Look at what I'm talking about. Great lines of tasteful muscle tone where most people carry those rolls of flab.
So download the free report on nutrition and training guide for free. So go to www.whathealthfood.com/getbetterabs.
Okay, welcome back. Another one we've got is exercise and movement. Now this is number 5 out of 7 principles. You need to move. You need to exercise. And when I'm saying exercise, I'm not saying running a marathon. I'm saying getting out and walking, stretching your bodies, moving. Just general movement through your whole body will do you more good than harm. In fact, we've got these things called lymph nodes right through our whole body, and they are not cleansed or circulated from the heart. The fluids in there, the lymph nodes fluids, doesn't actually get circulated because of your heart. It gets circulated and cleanses you and moves around because of exercise and massage. So it's very important that you keep this happening. Otherwise, you get build-up and you get problems in your lymph node areas and your lymph glands. And it's important that you keep flushing them and moving them about, because otherwise they'll go stagnant with other toxins and things clogging them up. So I'm sure everyone can move and walk around and do some stretching and just generally getting it out and about. To get out and about could mean that you only go for a 20-minute walk each day or a half an hour walk each day. And if you've got some sort of routine, it really makes it a lot easier. If you haven't got a routine, well then any time you get out and move and stretch and just generally move your whole body, it is doing you good. So once again, if you're feeling ill or sick, it's important that you actually do move. It is important that you do stretch and get the fluids in your body moving to help cleanse the toxins out of your system, because some areas of your body need movement. Some areas of your body need movement to flush these things out. And if you're not moving, then they're just sitting there stagnant. And if you see people with a lot of fluid in their legs, they're just sitting there, and especially elderly people, the fluid builds up in their legs and it doesn't move. Now, if you want to keep parts vital and alive, it's important that you move about so that new blood can circulate through your bodies and through the parts that aren't moving much to flush out those toxins. Movement and exercise is very important. Okay, number 6 on the 7 principles of health is regeneration. And this encompasses rest, relaxation, recuperation, and regeneration. That means that everyone needs to rest. everyone needs to lay flat down and lay their head down, and that's parallel to the Earth's surface, so that you can rest, regenerate, and recuperate. Our bodies are designed so that the magnetism and the electrical charge can actually flow properly. And to do this, you need to be laying down. You ever work too hard and you think, oh, I just need to lay down? You work 20 hours straight and you think, oh, I need to lay down? That is the feeling you get when your body says, enough is enough, I need to regenerate. And it's like a good battery that you can only go for so long before it depletes and focus is lost and you can't function properly. And that's why regeneration is very important. Now, part of regeneration means that when you do lay down and close your eyes, it does not mean that you get some sort of smartphone out or iPad or other electronic device and try and fiddle with that, because your brain is another organ that needs rest and recuperation as well. And that means shutting down the conscious and allowing it to just go in a regeneration mode. Now, when you lay down and you rest, that means resting your brain as well. And it's very important that you do have periods through the day where you do not do anything except sit and reflect, rest and recuperate. And that means mentally as well. Otherwise, you'll suffer from some sort of burnout later on, and we don't want that. If you're feeling ill, then rest and relaxation is the thing which will bring you back to health. When you're feeling overtired, rest and sleep is the thing which allows your body to regenerate and your brain to kick back into gear and reset itself every night, basically. And it's important that you get at least 6 hours a day. And if you're not, then you're really cheating yourself, where later on you're going to pay the price and you're going to really suffer mentally about this. So it's important you get about 6 to 8 hours a day, sleep and rest and recuperation, lying flat down, and allowing your body to kickstart itself and regenerate. And that's what the cells need, regeneration. And finally, we've got number 7 on the 7 principles of health, is the relationships and passion. Everyone needs to have good relationships, whether it's with a passerby, you still treat them very well, and you treat them as you would want to be treated, in a well-mannered. And also, the long-term relationships where your loved ones as well and your close friends. You want to have great relationships with positive people who uplift and build. You don't want bad relationships with tear down and destroy. And that is also the case for general health as well. Positive relationships build, bad relationships destroy and tear down. And that is important you recognize these, that if you are around toxic people who constantly batter and bring you down, then it will bring your health down as well. So, it's a matter of minimizing the time or minimizing the exposure to toxic people and building up and allowing positive people to give you more influence instead. The other point there is passion, that if you are passionate about something, then you will want to spend more time doing that. Now, that includes your favorite hobby, your favorite sport, your favorite friends and family, that you want to spend time with these people or with this passion, that you have a drive. And there is a saying that is, without hope, we have nothing. Now, we have to have something in our life which we want to strive for, get up every day for, move forward for, to actually put effort into. And that is our passion, whether it be strictly for relationships, whether it be for building ourselves up, some sort of hobby or sport that we really enjoy. It's important that we have hope in our life and to strive for something. Because, after all, if we don't have a passion, then what are we here for? What are we really doing? And in the passion and in the relationships, it also is a great passion towards your Creator. Now, God is a great avenue to rely on. And you might think, oh, this is getting a bit airy-fairy or spiritual, but it is true. Everyone needs a relationship with the Creator and everyone needs a relationship with the spiritualism in their own life. You need to reach out and realize that it's not all about you. You are part of the greater creation and you are part of a greater being and a greater purpose. So to have a great relationship with your friends and family is great. To have a great relationship with the Creator is even better. To have a passion about these things, have a drive, an inner drive that you know where you're going and you know what you're doing, that's very important. So spiritualism is very important. Being passionate about something else other than yourself is also very important. Okay, now I think I have covered everything here that you've got. Whole foods, water, air, sunshine, exercise and movement, regeneration, relationships and passion. If you tie all of these things together and you live by these as a must, a driving force that you have to include them in your life, not that you have to, but you actually want to. You actually want to include these things in your life. Then you will have a great, healthy life. And that's what this is all about. Health and living. You do things the right way, you will certainly function properly and healthily as well. So are you including all of these in your life? I hope so. I hope you've got the opportunity to actually reach out and allow others to help you as well. By helping others and allowing others to help you, by embracing these seven principles of health, you will live a much richer life. It is all about reaching out and helping others through this as well, not just for yourself. So if you've got the opportunity to help, whether it be just for yourself or others, this is what it's all about. It's very exciting talking about these principles of health because you look around and you realize which one in your life is lacking. And then it's up to you then to actually go and work on these things. If you're not eating enough whole foods, if you're not drinking enough water, if you're not getting out and enjoying enough air and fresh air in your life, open your house up. Allow the breeze to fly through your house. Sunshine. Get out in the sunshine and enjoy that. Movement. Go for a walk. Regeneration. Enjoy your rest time. Allow your brain to regenerate and recuperate. And relationships. Put enough effort into relationships and passion, and you'll feel the fulfillment of life right throughout your whole being. Okay, that's about it for the seven principles of health. But next week, we're going to be talking about the first point, and that is whole foods. Very excited about this because there's so much in whole foods and it can really, really make a difference if you're on whole foods as against to not on whole foods. Watch your body regenerate itself. Watch your body pick up and get so much healthier with whole foods. I appreciate you listening. I'm Healthy Dave from myhealthandliving.com. Remember, it's up to you to live your own health and living.